to speak to is what we looked at. We'll get to it in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that we saw in Exodus chapter 32 when Moses went up to the mountain and it appeared that he was delayed, and that period where there was that slight delay, so the Israelites, that it took time for him to come down from the mountain, so they decided to make idols, and the Bible says they went into idolatry. Now in Hebrews chapter 3 here in verse 1, it says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus." Consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession. Now, when it says consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, that word profession, we know, comes from a root word that means to say the same thing as God. In other words, it's telling us that Jesus is the high priest over the words that we speak that are consistent with what God is saying. So we are saying on the earth what God has said concerning that situation in heaven. And to get what God is saying is not difficult at all. All that it takes to get what God is saying is just that we must treat the scriptures not just as a book, but God speaking directly to us. So if you have anything about any situation, and you go to God first in prayer, and you ask him to open up the word to you and the scriptures to you, his mind to you in the scriptures, right? And then you sit down and begin to read the Bible and pay attention to the word of God. It won't take long for the scriptures, you know, to start speaking back to you. The only thing is that we have got to take, all right, that small still voice that comes from the scriptures, the suggestions that we get out of the word of God. And when we say suggestions here, these are not preconceived ideas that we're just trying to reinforce, right, from the word of God. What we're talking about is that the Bible suggests something to you that has never occurred, or you aren't thinking in that particular direction. You went to him and prayed, so it's not about reinforcing something, a preconceived idea, all right, but it's about allowing the Bible and the Word of God to speak to you, right, and communicate to you. Now, if we are open that way, I think a friend of mine told me, he says, faith cometh by hearing, and he said one of the Greek words, all right, the Greek words that is used to define that word hearing there, Greek terms there, says that faith comes by letting go of preconceived, which means hearing there comes as a result of letting go of preconceived ideas and notions about a thing. So that hearing there, it's about letting go of your. And when we don't let go of that, when what we are looking for is what is called reinforcement. It's a term, there's a psychological term for it. In other words, you go to look for, all right, this is my position on this issue, and all that you are looking for there is that position should be reinforced, right? But God himself has something he will suggest. I mean, I was talking to a young pastor, and he was telling me, I heard his story, but he was telling me, he was talking about the property that they got. And they bought the land, and said that's not what we were even, you know, believing God for. That what they had on their mind was some 3 plots of land somewhere. But it just happened that God opened up to them 12 plots of land. And the man who sold the land to them had bought the land for a particular reason, but did not use it. All right, so he sold it. So the man really had not, you know, been on the land. He just sold it to them. And the whole place was overgrown, and it was almost like a forest there. He said, and after he sold the land, and then they went to inspect the land, they found out there were two warehouses on the land and an office block. And he said, listen, it wasn't what we were planning, which means God has something on his mind that you are not thinking about. Give him the opportunity to speak. Don't just go to the word of God. And it's not difficult, all right? We have heard God several times because we have opened the Bible several times. And there are things that have been suggested from the scriptures to us. But because we are, you know, we feel that maybe, you know, to hear God, you know, you must hear a voice, you know, or something strong, all right, with some. And these are just little, all right, suggestions that come from the scriptures that you weren't thinking about that thing. You got to that portion of the scripture and something was suggested to you, and it gave an indication there. All right, that you know, it made you happy. It gave you a sense of hope. All right, as I say, it gave a lease of life to you, but you didn't, you know, take it as serious as you should. You just allowed it to pass. Where we get to a place where we are conditioned to just hear the word of God and get suggestions from the scriptures, or just take it as some, you know, book that we are reading and bypass that. And the Bible says it's like a light that shines in a dark place, and it's important that we take heed unto it, which means pay attention to it. That is, the kingdom of God is like a man who found treasure in the field, and the attitude that he had to the treasure was one that he sold everything that he had and then bought that field. In other words, when you get, it says, take heed to it as a light that shines in a dark place. What he's saying is, all right, make that your business from that point forward. All right, Bible says, give yourself wholly, right, to it, that the profiting might appear unto all. That is, don't just take it all right, that's just a suggestion, and then you go on. Pay attention to that. Sit down with it. Jeremiah said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Right, which means I sat with it, and then I ate the word of God. And how do you eat the word of God? By hearing, all right, God's word, in sense, saying it out of your lips, and then hearing and letting it get into your heart. For the Bible says, by the increase of the lips shall the heart be filled. And let that scripture lead to another scripture and lead to another scripture. I mean, I found that from studies that people that did great things from God simply took the little suggestions they got from the scriptures with utmost seriousness, and they paid full attention to it. And when you look at it, people get those things every day, but they just look at it and just say, well, you know, and all of that, and just move on with their lives there without focusing on it and zeroing in, right, on that particular thing, and then you just continue, and they're waiting for God, you know, to speak, or God, you know, as the prophet was waiting for, you know, the fire and all of that, and it was found in a small, still voice. You know, so I don't want people to get lost when we say, hold fast to saying the same thing as God. And people say, well, when we God talk to me, if I know he's talking to me, then I'll hold fast saying the same thing as him, right? But he talks to us every day if we ask him. Right, he will speak. He talks about my sheep, hears my voice. The way the shepherd there protects, guides, feeds his sheep there is through his voice. It is the business of God to speak. Right? He will not keep silent. If you ask him, he will speak. Even if you don't ask him, he's talking. Not as when you now go to him and say, I want you to speak, all right, to me on this particular thing. Because that's the starting point. Right, of it all, that flicker of light that comes on. So anytime we sit down and we look at something, all right, and it comes on. I mean, there was a scripture that God showed me when I was traveling. I just opened my Bible and I was reading it. And the scripture just came to me. And I could have I could have just bypassed. I mean, it was stayed in my heart. I woke up in the morning, and I just said, look, this scripture is saying something to me. Let me go back and look at it, all right? And just go back and take a deeper look at it. And in the scripture, it talks about the latter part, says that God will command deliverances, all right, upon, right? And was talking about, it says, through the light of your countenance, right? Are you going to, in fact, God was talking about, he was saying this land that you will possess will not be by your sword or by your own arm. He talked about the light of his countenance. And that scripture suggested to me that, you know, there's some fiscal property that God wants you to get into, that he's going to show you, and he's trying to prepare you. If I really learn the scripture well and let it sink into me, and he was saying that it's not going to be by your own ability to purchase that particular thing. And when I looked at it, God will command deliverance from for the for.